to Lord's Day number 4. Lord's Day number 4 in the Heidelberg Catechism. Please respond to the questions. Lord's Day number 4. Does not God then do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform? No, for God so made man that he could perform it. But man saw the instigation of the devil by willful disobedience deprive himself and all his descendants of this power. Will God allow such disobedience and apostasy to go unpunished? Certainly not. But he is terribly displeased with our inborn as well as our actual sins. Lord. In the book of the law to do them. But is not God also merciful? God is indeed merciful, but he is likewise just. His justice, therefore, requires that sin which is committed against the most high majesty of God be punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. Okay. This is the last Lord's Day that deals with the heading of misery, talking about our misery, where does our misery come from, our knowledge of the law of God? But if we were born in sin, there's no way that we could ever have any hope of obeying the law perfectly. And so it doesn't directly touch on the topic of where does evil come from, but it definitely hints towards that, addressing that issue. Because ultimately, we don't know the origin of evil. We only know the end of evil that is in the gospel, and ultimately when Christ returns on his second coming. But nonetheless, it brings up this question that perhaps you've thought about, or maybe it's been brought up to you in your Christian walk. When we talk about the law, we talk about how perfect it is, and how we're supposed to be perfect, and yet we can never do so. We can never follow through. Well, the answer that the Heidelberg Catechism gives us is in regards to the federal headship. The federal head, Adam, in creation, represented all of mankind. Now, immediately we say, that's unfair. If I was Adam, I wouldn't do that. But the reality is, he is the best of us. He was made without sin, upright and righteous. He was made in fellowship with God. We've never known perfect communion with God in this side of glory. We have that in Jesus Christ, but even that is imperfect because we still have our sin. But Adam received and was created without sin and enjoyed that perfect communion, that perfect fellowship with God. And so, just like in sports, when in soccer, for a penalty kick, they pick their best player to kick the ball into the goal to shoot the penalty shot. In a similar way, Adam was for all of mankind. And because Adam sinned, all of mankind sinned. Adam had the ability to obey God's commands perfectly. But the reality is he did not. And as a result, we have the fall. We have death. We have sin. We have the curse, and we live with the curse. But if I was born in sin, how can I choose anything other than? Well, it's not as if God does the sinning for us. We willfully disobey God out of our own volition. I don't want to say free will, because I think we have a fallen will, not a free will. Our will is tainted by the sin that we love so much, that we are addicted to, that we are enslaved to. And so, just as through Adam all die, in Christ, Christ was the perfect, the second Adam, who also represented all of His elect, all of His redeemed people. And because of His obedience, because of His accomplishment, all of His people will be, in fact, redeemed. Now, we didn't take any part in that either, did we? We had no righteousness in our own to gain that, what Christ gained for His people. And of course, in our perspective, we don't know who are God's elect. So, what needs to be said and what is said in the scriptures is to go and preach the gospel. God is indeed merciful, but He is also just. His mercy is shown through the gospel, but all who continue to willfully disobey God and transgress against His commandments, every single one of those will be accounted for. Which is why the church must be adamant and faithful, and not only proclaiming, but also living out the gospel. God is indeed merciful. All who come to me, Jesus says, I will in no ways cast away. All who come to Jesus in repentance and faith will not be turned away. This is our situation. These are heavy truths that we must not only think about, but live out. And so let's end our summary of Lord's Day 4 with that.